Show.
Yes!
On Q105.
It's me. I'm here. It's Monday. What a glorious weekend, huh? Good time. 7:45. What? Are you saying something over there, Susie? Your mic's on.
I'm doing my own show. See, it's got like deflated nipples.
I hate when that happens. We have guests and we're giving them
somebody
water.
Sat on them.
Or and stood they, on them. Like, yeah. Somebody could have stood on them.
Yep.
Our water bottles.
I'll figure it out.
We give our guests stuff. All right, mostly sunny and nice today with a high of 73. It's 50 right now at the Cumulus Compound. We're doing a lot better than they are in Florida.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With the it's now a Category 1 Irma, and it's moving on. Where is it? By Tampa now or somewhere? Anyway, is it past Tampa? Anyway, but it's a Category 1, which is good because a lot of craziness going on. We'll get to that. The dopes of the day is just stunning at what some of these people did during the storm. But first, we have our friend Todd Crandall in studio racing for recovery with sobriety. Anything is possible. We have him in every other Monday because, well, we got a serious problem here now more than ever when it comes to drug abuse, alcohol, all of that right here in Northwest Ohio. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Great to be here.
How was your weekend?
Awesome.
How'd your football teams do this weekend? Did they all win?
I'm a hockey guy, Dave.
Oh, you don't follow football at all? You're
right,
a hockey guy?
I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked that Ohio State lost, but...
We all were.
Right. I mean, that basically, if you lose one now, it's done for the season.
No, not really.
Not really?
If you lose early, but if they run the table, you know, and some other teams, you know, lose one or two, they might have a shot. But it was just, nobody expected that.
Well, I'm ready for the new Red Wings place to open up.
Yeah,
can
little,
we talk
little
about
that? Little Caesars Arena or whatever it is.
Yeah,
that's getting that's the season, right?
This week, yeah.
This week, it's
going to
be opening up. That's cool. All right, you got your big 10K coming up. 25. What is that? A 10K or 25K?
We have a 10K, 5K, and a 1 mile memory walk. The 16th annual Racing for Recovery event, sponsored by Mercy Health Systems of Toledo, will be October 22nd out at Lourdes University.
Lourdes, it's a nice setup over there.
Got my undergrad out there, loved it.
Nice. All right, so if people want to do it, I know somebody that's doing it. She's never run a 5K before, but she's going to do it.
Who's that?
My wife's cousin.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Beautiful. You guys going to come out? And do
I don't know. It all depends. We'll have to see.
Okay.
I'd like to run it, but I got to wait and see on that. Most of my running is on the treadmill.
That's all right.
So I don't know about taking it outdoors just yet, you know, with all the knee damage I've had, but I'd love to do it. So we might work that out. So if you want to get registered, where do you got to go? Over to your racingforrecovery.org?
That's correct. All the info's on that. We're way ahead of our regular numbers. We're hopefully to have 1,000 people out there this year. It's going to be great.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it'll be
good. It's grown. So, you know, even if you're not a runner, you can get involved and walk and whatever. And, you know, people are being touched by so much drug abuse and people ODing. And so hopefully people will really get behind this.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, yes, we have some awesome runners out there, but this is not for that. It is if you want to run. And yes, we'll time you and all that. But the 1 mile memory walk is really where people can come and just be a part of it.
When you lose somebody that OD'd?
Yeah.
That's going to be powerful.
Or somebody that just wants to come out and support us and be active in what we're doing. Yes, we know that there's a problem in our community, but Racing for Recovery is a solution to it. So come on out on October 22nd.
All right. Who'd you bring with you? Who are we meeting here today?
I brought Mr. Joe Brinkman in here, who is a young man who I've had the pleasure of working with on a variety of levels for about 3 years, and he's just doing it. And I'm looking forward to hearing him share a story.
Joe, nice to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you as well.
All right, so how old were you when you started going down the wrong path of destruction?
Destruction. I would say probably around the age of 23 is when it got very, very
23.
Bad.
A lot of kids start, you know, 12, 13, 14. That wasn't you?
Oh, for me, it started, I had my first drink at 16.
Okay.
In high school, kind of, you know, hanging out with the popular crowd, so on and so forth. For me, 23 is when it really got kind of bad after I graduated college. I just graduated, got my first job, kind of dealing with the stresses of life, as they call it. And one of my main things is that as all my friends were kind of progressing, getting married, buying houses, getting all these good jobs, I was kind of stuck where I was. And at first, I just thought, oh, woe is me. You know, I'm unlucky, the world's hard, all that stuff. But I realized it was my own choices that were holding me back. It kind of just got really progressively worse and worse. And then eventually this year I kind of just got, I hit a point where I knew I was either going to not make it back or lose everything I had already and end up with nothing. So for me, the real big turning point was I almost died in the hospital a few times. Mm. So when I finally got out, I was like, okay, I really need to make a change. So I had done Todd's program for a number of years, kind of dipping my toes in, as I say, with sobriety, kind of not doing doing as much as I wanted to, but not what I should have done, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it really, one thing that kind of clicked is Todd always said, you have to put the work in. And all I was doing was getting sober and saying, hey, you know, I got sober. Where's all this good stuff you always talk about? Then, and I honestly can't pinpoint when it clicked, but to me it was like, okay, I've got the car, and the car in this metaphor is my sobriety. I've got the car, but it's in neutral. It's not going forward, but it's not going back anymore. And I knew that it would only take one push to send me right back where I was. So I said, okay, what do I have to do to start moving forward? And for me, that was beginning with exercise. I'd always been really big into exercise, working out, running, things of that nature. I kind of lost sight of that kind of that same time frame the last 4 years. So for me, that's kind of what I latched on to in the beginning. A lot of exercise, spending as much time as I could around Racing for Recovery, just kind of meeting new people and gathering that social group until now it's just kind of full steam ahead. You know, I'm excited now for the future. But before, I kind of dreaded waking up in the morning like, oh, it's another day, another just kind of the same thing. But now it's like, okay, what is today going to give me? What can I go get? It's like I'm attacking the day as opposed to sitting there just waiting for things to happen for me.
Seize the day, carpe diem. That's awesome. You know what, though? I do want to remind people that, you know, you found it through exercise. You found it through all of your workouts and exercise. But you don't have to be a workout beast to enjoy the benefits of Racing for Recovery.
No, not at all. And it's
because most people don't.
Right. And it doesn't matter how you get attracted to us. The point is, and Joe's an example of this, when you come in, whatever component of that balanced lifestyle you start utilizing, it's a catalyst to get you to do other ones. So, for example, well, I'll speak for myself, Denny, with exercise, yes, that was the foundation for me, but mm-hmm. then it led to having a relationship with God, going back and getting educated, you know, learning more about other components of healthy living. So, but I've seen it go in reverse where somebody will come into our program for the faith-based part of it, and then they find exercise.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how you come in, as long as when you're in, you start realizing it's a plethora of things that make that balanced way of living work out.
Yep. Separating the truth from the lies. That's what you did, Joe. You stop listening to the lies and you start focusing on the truth, which is awesome. By the way, we have the spirituality meeting on Thursdays, led by yours truly and my dear friend Mike, who's awesome. And we just sit around and we talk about the spiritual component to addiction and truth and the lies and identity and all that other stuff. So even if you don't work out, that you can just come out and hang with us on Thursdays, 5:30 to 6:30, before the big meeting at Thursday. So if anybody wants to come check that out, 5:30 over there at your place on Trust Drive.
You're going to have more people there this Thursday.
Why? Are you forcing them to come in?
Yeah, we're holding them at gunpoint.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're okay with that.
But people, they just didn't know. And now that, again, that spirituality meeting Thursday's at 5:30, then you can have dinner with us at 6:30 and do the big meeting at 7.
There you go. Dinner. Oh. Cool.
Dinner is excellent there, I do have to say. I eat there 2 times a week, and I'm not ashamed of admitting that.
It's awesome. That's, well, I tell you, I'm excited, and I it's just a pleasure to be in there. Every time I'm in your place, there's an energy, and I'm not making a pun. There's a buzz when you're in your building, and it's a really cool place to hang out. So I look forward to Thursdays.
We appreciate what all of you guys are here doing for us.
Everything you want to know, racingforrecovery.org. It's all there. If you got somebody who's struggling or you're struggling, go to that website. It could change your life. Joe, pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Todd. You're doing God's work, bro. Appreciate you.
September 30th, we're on.
September 30th.
We're going to golf.
Oh, yeah, we're golfing on September 30th. That's cool. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
I am terrible, just so you know.
That's all right. I don't care.
I'm going to bring my hockey skates.
No.
Oh, terrible.
No.